before this legislation was enacted, the family farm was taken into account in the assessment of the income for the Fair Deal levy. And what had happened was that it was not capped. So therefore, if a family member was in the nursing home for a long period of time, every year there would be a charge put on the property. So what this legislation has done, it has actually capped the amount of time that this assessment can be used. So effectively, it has now got a three-year cap. And this helps to protect the family farm and the family business, the small family business especially, where before this, there could be a huge bill built up against the farm or against the business. And this now caps that at 3 years and brings it into line with the same cap on the family home. It was an anomaly in the Fair Deal. And when we came into the Dáil, when I was first elected in 2016, it was one of the issues that we tried to get resolved. And I want to compliment and thank the former Minister, Jim Daly, and also the present Minister, Mary Butler, who have brought this legislation through. Everybody wanted it. I also would like to acknowledge the work that the IFA put into it, and in particular, Maura Canning from Galway, who actually toured the country over the last 5 years to lobby politicians to make sure that this legislation is put in place. And I think it is very good. What happens now is that the legislation will go to the President for signing, and an amendment which I put in with other regional TDs stated that the legislation has to be enacted within 90 days of it being passed in the Senedd. And it passed in the Senedd last night. So it's good news. It brings comfort to people who may have been worrying about this. It also will help, as I say, protect the family farm against debt due to Fair Deal, and takes that anxiety away from families at a time when one of their loved ones is going into a nursing home. This removes that burden and this very, very worrying situation which did exist over a number of years.
That's wonderful news for the present, for those who may see loved ones go into nursing homes in the present and the near future. What about those who were and have had family members in nursing homes in the past? Is it going to be treated respectively, or will those cases be looked at now separately and hopefully a bit more kindly?
Well, what is happening is that, unfortunately, legislation cannot be retrospectively or backdated. So effectively, it's effective from whence the legislation comes in. But for instance, if some person is in the nursing home for 2 years or 2.5 years, that will be taken into account. But where this has happened, where a charge has been put on a property and it has been open-ended in the past, that cannot be retrospectively corrected, unfortunately. But it does take care of the people in the present who are there in nursing homes, and also for people going in. We did try hard. We put down an amendment, but legally, you cannot backdate legislation. You cannot retrospectively put something like that in place. It has to be done on the day, and it's from there forward. It is in effect.